This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The latest numbers on America's birth rate are out from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and let's just say there is not a whole lot of being fruitful and multiplying going on out there. Last year saw the lowest number of births in this country in 30 years, and that dearth of babies, that's a huge economic story, as Marketplace's Jed Kim explains.
When you look at birth rates and how they'll affect future labor markets, you're taking things from a demographer's point of view. That's a long lens. Danny Bachman forecasts the U.S. economy for Deloitte.
It'll take at least 20 years for low fertility to show up in the labor market.
So there's plenty of time to figure out how to address a labor shortage, right? Well, actually, the U.S. birth rate has been declining for a while. Jeff Passell is senior demographer at the Pew Research Center. He says baby boomers have driven most of our workforce expansion in the past, but they're reaching retirement age, and
the growth of the labor market over the next 20 years is going to be determined by how many immigrants we let in.
Now, some countries have managed to maintain relatively high productivity without embracing immigration. Jennifer Shuba teaches international studies at Rhodes College. She points to Japan, which has increased automation and made it possible for older people to stay in the workforce. But she's not sure that'll catch on in the U.S.
Are voters going to say, oh, sure, I'd like to stay in the workforce longer or take smaller Social Security benefits? Or are they going to say, no, we would rather supplement our population of working ages through bringing in immigrants?
Or you could get busy, America. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.